Goldman Sachs tokenizes a real estate fund on its own blockchain. Goldman Sachs has issued a blockchain-native real estate investment fund on GSDAP, its proprietary tokenization platform, the bank confirmed on June 4, 2026. The launch pulls together a five-party consortium and marks one of the clearest moves yet by a bulge bracket bank to put illiquid private assets directly on chain, rather than tokenizing the bonds and money market instruments that have dominated institutional pilots so far. The fund's units are issued as native digital securities on GSDAP, the same permission ledger Goldman has used for bond and money market work. Apex Group provides the alternative investment fund manager services and fund administration. Archax, the UK regulated digital asset exchange and custodian, holds the regulated securities and acts as primary distribution partner. Onera supplies the interoperability layer that connects participants to distribution channels, and LRC Group serves as the fund manager. BRICS instead of bonds, most institutional tokenization to date, has targeted assets that are already liquid and easy to value. Treasuries, commercial paper, money market fund shares. Just days ago, Euroclear and Banque de France set a 2026 pilot to tokenize Europe's short-term debt market, a $310 billion pool of instruments that already trade cleanly off-chain. Real estate is a harder problem. It is slow to settle, expensive to transfer, and historically locked behind high minimums and long holding periods. Putting fund units on a ledger does not make a building liquid by itself, but it changes the plumbing around ownership. Matthew McDermott, Goldman's global head of digital assets, framed the goal as issuing native fund units that allow real estate exposure with precision while making future transfers simpler than the paper and registrar process they replace. Five parties, one ledger. The structure is worth reading closely because it shows how a regulated tokenized fund actually gets assembled. No single firm does everything. Goldman provides the chain. LRC manages the underlying property strategy. Apex handles the AIFM mandate and back office administration that any regulated fund requires. Archax, which holds digital securities permissions in the UK, takes the custody and primary distribution role, the part that has to satisfy regulators that token holders genuinely own what they think they own. Onera sits in the middle as the routing layer so the other systems can talk to each other. That division of labor is the point. A tokenized security is not just a token, it is a fund wrapper, a custodian, an administrator, a transfer mechanism, and a distributor, each of which has to be a licensed entity. Goldman's contribution is the settlement rail. Everything else is supplied by specialists who already hold the relevant approvals. A permission chain, not a public one, GSDAP is not Ethereum. It is a private permission ledger that Goldman has been building out and, since 2024, working to spin into a more independent, industry-owned entity. Issuing on a closed chain keeps the bank's institutional clients inside a controlled environment with known counterparties, which is the trade-off most large banks have chosen over public blockchains. The downside is that these instruments do not yet touch the open crypto economy. A tokenized Goldman real estate unit on GSDAP cannot be posted as collateral in a public DeFi protocol or spent through a stablecoin settlement rail the way an on-chain stablecoin can. The transferability McDermott described lives inside the permission system for now. Whether these walled gardens eventually bridge to public networks or stay sealed is the open question hanging over every bank-led tokenization project.